21st century.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Gilpin, the leading manufacturers of steel, aluminum, rail, and fencing products for decks, porches, or pools, proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome all our new listeners in the Tampa, Florida area that's now tuning in on WTIS, 1110 a.m. in Tampa, Florida. Welcome, guys. This is Home Talk. I am the Cajun Man. I am the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. Man, I got a great hour for you. Listen to this. We're going to have Stephen Klein with NAPAC. They are an accredited trade association for professional contractors and remodelers. We're going to have Stephen Klein on the show. As you recall, last month, Stephen was explaining to us about NAPAC and what they do. And we're going to get an update from Stephen Klein at the bottom of the hour. Also, we're going to have Tamara Rubin with the Lead Safe America Foundation. We're going to be talking about this EPA RRP rule and how important is it really to educate the public about lead paint contamination of the home. As you know, last month we had Paul Tube from Kachina Lead Paint that was on the show talking about the lead paint and the law. And now we have a trade association, Tamara Rubin, from the Lead Safe. So we're doing a lot of topics and shows on lead paint poisoning, and this is going to be our show. So if you want to join us, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. We also take email questions here at Home Talk. So if you want to email me at hometalk1350@yahoo.com, your questions or advice or comments are welcome. Don't forget, though, I've got a programming note that this segment of Home Talk is also rebroadcast. So if you happen to miss our live radio show, we do on the weekends here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. They do rebroadcast our show 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time every Sunday morning. So on GCNLive.com. So a lot going on here at Home Talk, and I'd like to welcome to the show right now. So let's take care of some business. Tamara Rubin with Lead Safe America Foundation. Hey, how you doing, Tamara?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Now, I understand you have been involved in a fight to really enact and enforce new legislation. I mean, new laws and regulations basically to protect our children from the exposure to these lead hazards, say, in their homes and schools. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, I've been primarily helping to get the word out about the EPA RRP rule, which is a renovation, repair, and painting rule that requires contractors to be trained and certified. And the reason I've been doing that is because a contractor who was not trained and certified repainted the exterior of our home, and our children were poisoned as a result of that.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope, how were they poisoned again now?
The contractor we hired, he told us he was certified, but he lied and didn't have a certificate, official certification, and so we didn't know to ask him for the certificate. And we assumed he was, since he was a licensed contractor and bonded and insured and all of those things, we just took him at his word that he was certified. And then he went ahead and used the most dangerous methods to prepare a home for painting. We had a 1917 colonial home in Portland, Oregon, and instead of using lead-safe methods, he used an open flame torch and melted the lead paint off the exterior of the home. He also used dry scraping and pressure washing. And our kids primarily were poisoned by inhaling the fumes from the open flame torch burning process. And our home was covered in a microscopic layer of lead dust that was toxic to children. And that's how they were poisoned.
I'm sorry, but how are they doing now, though?
Well, that's a complicated question. Lead poisoning is a lifelong challenge. It causes permanent brain damage, learning disabilities, and issues with the immune system. My son, Avi, is 6. He was 8 months old when he was poisoned and inhaled the fumes, and he has a lot of the different learning challenges. He has behavioral issues, aggression, and he has issues with character recognition and reading, and he has immune system deficiency issues, including plaque psoriasis, and whenever he gets a fever, he spikes up to 105 degrees, and he also has sensory processing disorder. So he's got a whole bunch of issues, and the main reason that happens is because the brain absorbs the lead as it goes into the system instead of calcium. So the younger a child is when they're poisoned, the more significant their long-term impact is on that child. So Abby was just 8 months old when he inhaled the fumes from our paint job.
And that's why we have all the new laws and the contracting laws. You have organizations like Kachina Lead Paint Solutions and companies like this to adhere to the law. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, the amazing thing is the really profound thing that contractors weren't getting, and that happened with our contractor. Well, when our children were poisoned, they seemed like they had the flu, but they didn't have a fever. My kids got acute lead poisoning because it was instantaneous from inhaling the fumes. And I said to my contractor, oh, my kids are sick. You know, there's something wrong with them. I don't know what's wrong. And he said, oh, yeah, my kids are sick, too. And the thing is, his kids had gotten sick from the lead dust he brought home from my job and the other jobs he was doing. And contractors weren't realizing and aren't realizing that if they aren't using lead safe work practices, they're bringing it home to their families. And it's so profound in that way that, you know, you're just, everyone's getting sick as a result of this. And and it doesn't discriminate by race or, you know, socioeconomic status and all of that. And so it's really important that these practices are used.
All right. Now here you just won the I'm trying to be positive here, but we got something positive. It's kind of hard, you know. I'm kind of trying to keep it together here, but I hear you just won the National Healthy Homes Hero Award. I mean, can you tell me about that? I mean, why did you win the award?
Well, that was really wonderful. That was from HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the other people on the committee were the people from the CDC and the EPA, the U.S. Department of Energy, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So it was a pretty amazing committee of professionals with our government that gave me that award. So I'm very thankful for it. That award was basically for my volunteer advocacy work. Since my children were poisoned, I just decided, you know, in a way, to make lemonade out of lemons, right, and try and use the opportunity to help other families. Because when it happened to us, it took us 2 years to just understand the vocabulary, learn what the issues were. You know, we didn't even know what a clearance test was at the time. We didn't know we should have had our children tested because we were white and middle income, and many white middle income families across this country aren't getting tested because the demographic for a lead poisoned child is multi-ethnic, low income in rental housing. And what isn't getting out there is that the demographic has shifted, and it really can be anyone, and it's anyone who is renovating a home or around a home renovation or whose neighbor are renovating a home. And so really all children should be tested, because you can't just say, well, it's this kind of person or that kind of person. And the problem is that a lot of middle-income families and people living in the historic homes aren't getting tested by virtue of their socioeconomic status, and that's plain wrong. And then a lot of other states where that's in Oregon.
Yeah, come on. Hold on right there. Hold on just 1 second. We've got to take a break. We only got about 5 seconds up against the clock. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with Tamara Rubin, the Executive Director of Lead Safe America Foundation. I am the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment of Home Talk USA is sponsored by Waste King, Food Waste Disposal Systems, WasteKing.com. If you'd like to join us here, 1-800-259-5791. If The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. We also take email questions here at Home Talk USA. That's right. If you want to email the occasion man, it's hometalk1350@yahoo.com. And if we feel that your question is worth a little airtime, we would love to read it for you and solve your problem on the air. I got an email a little while ago that said, Cajun Man, do you actually answer all your emails? Yes, I do. That's right. If you send me an email question, I will get you the answer. That's right. HomeTalk1350@yahoo.com. And as always, Home Talk is available on demand 24/7. 365. We're talking to Tamara Rubin. She is the executive director of Let Safe American Foundation, talking about a lead safe work environment, the lead paint rule. Unfortunately, Ms. Rubin, children was exposed to lead based poisoning, which was common of homes, say, built past before, say, 1965. There is a law now, but basically she's explaining to us the purpose of educating the public and how serious this matter is. And now, Tamara, tell me about your organization that you started called Lead Safe America Foundation. I mean, what are your plans and goals for the foundation? I mean, why do you really think there's a need for your work you're doing, say, with your foundation?
Well, the foundation is the Lead Safe America Foundation, and if people want to check it out online, it can be you can find it at leadsafeamerica.org, leadsafeamerica.org. And the reason we started the foundation, along with Stephen Klein and a whole bunch of other amazing board members that are on board, it's a nonprofit to help families to educate about childhood lead poisoning and also to provide emergency intervention and support to families whose children have just been poisoned. And we are a fairly new organization. We're currently seeking funding, and we'd love anybody's contributions. There's a PayPal link on the homepage of our website. But the main reason is there are just, as a volunteer advocate, I was telling you about how I won this award because of my volunteer advocacy, but as a volunteer advocate, I'm contacted, usually it's once a month or, you know, once every couple of weeks, and more recently since the award, I've been contacted pretty much every day by families all over the country who are concerned that their parents, that their children have been exposed to lead either in their rental home or through a rent home renovation. Yesterday I had two concerned mothers contact me, and the most important thing for these families is to educate them about what their options are and also to get those children out of the homes that are causing their poisoning as soon as possible, because the sooner you remove them from the hazard, the better chance they'll have in terms of long-term recovery and options in terms of, you know, not having continued exposure to the lead, which if you have a really high level of lead, you can have kidney failure, liver failure. You know, the kid can have seizures. There's been many documented cases of death from lead poisoning. And last year alone, a whole village lost all of their children, and just so sad, from lead poisoning, not in America, obviously, but in, I'm looking that up, in foreign countries. It's a big issue with mining and battery renovation, you know, battery recycling and other things that, you know, pottery industry, tile making, that sort of thing. There's lead, and there's those people, a lot of those people take that industry into their home, and so they're bringing these toxins home to their children. So there's also an issue in Doran, Peru, where all those children in that village have been poisoned.
All right, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts about the EPA RRP rule, though, that we talked about?
You know, it's a good start, and right now it's being attacked but, with H.R. 2584, the Department of Interior Appropriations Act, that's being reviewed. And luckily, just the other day, on the 21st, the president issued a statement that he would, his advisors would advise him to veto a rule that had the statements that are in that right now, because there's a concern that it's impacting jobs, when in fact the EPARP rule is requiring that contractors get certified, and it's actually, I think, creating jobs, although I don't have the hard numbers on that, but it's creating the training jobs, and it's creating the industry of, you know, for all of the products that people need to buy as a result of that. So, you know, there's a lot of economy stimulation happening as a result of the EPARP rule.
Okay, if a contractor's, we only got 2 minutes now, if a contractor's listening to Home Talk, what's your advice to them on this issue?
Definitely get trained. There's over almost, I think, 550 trainers in the United States. There's over 600,000 trained contractors. If you get trained, you're going to be able to charge more for your services, but that the homeowners are going to be willing to pay more when they understand the issue. And if you have a homeowner that doesn't understand why they need your services as an EPA trainer, have them contact me directly, either at my personal website, which is mychildrenhaveleadpoisoning.com. My email's there, my phone is there, or at leadsafeamerica.org, and I would be happy to talk to homeowners and can convince them how important it is to use a certified contractor to protect their children.
Very well said. Now, what is your advice to parents and homeowners on this issue?
My main advice to parents is get your children tested. Regardless of what your pediatrician says, regardless of how old your children are, they might be over six. The federal regulations are not, they're just a guideline. They're not something that is needs to be held up like, so you should definitely, the feds recommend only children under six get tested, and I think all children should get tested. And also get your home tested. Have a hazard assessment done, a clearance test after you do any work. If you're going to be doing a renovation, please consider moving out of the house so that your children are safe, having your children live with grandparents or whomever while the work is being done so they're not exposed, and then having a clearance test done before they move in. And, you know, just I would like to read one number on my website, mychildrenhaveleadpoisoning.com. I've got a list of fax numbers, and the on May 4th, a report was published from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine that says lead poisoning costs the United States $50.9 billion annually in increased health care costs.
Wow.
So this is a big issue.
Well, Mary, we're out of time. I want to thank you. Slow down and give me that website again.
LeadSafeAmerica.org, and then MyChildrenHaveLeadPoisoning.com.
Do you have a toll number yet?
No.
Okay.
You can contact through my email, LeadSafe@mac.com.
Great. Tamara, thank you so much. Hey,
thank you.
You're welcome back anytime. Keep us updated. I know you're involved in some fundraisers. My audience wants to email you about some different fundraisers. We're welcome to do so. Thank you, Tamara Rubin. All right, don't go nowhere. We're going to have Stephen Klein with NAPAC talking about their trade association for professional contractors and remodelers. I am the Cajun Man, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay!
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is a Cajun contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use low E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with low E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Amara Stoneworks, elegant antique kitchen appliances. Check them out at amarastoneworks.com. If you've got a programming note, if you happen to miss Home Talk USA, this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at gcnlive.com from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. We do invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. And when you're there, you can check out our home hardware store. You can also check our, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, and also my Facebook page is sitting there. So check it out today, hometalkusa.com. I do want to mention, our last guest, Tamara Rubin with the Let's Save America Foundation, I really want to commend her, for coming on national radio and telling her story about how dangerous lead paint poisoning really is. And nobody ever thinks it can happen to them. And to share her story to make our lives a little better and educate us. And whatever you can do to help her foundation, LetSSafeAmericaFoundation.org, please go to her website. She's got some fundraisers going on. She's got some children that have really been exposed bad. To get them the medical treatment and safe haven them. So check her out, Tamara Rubin, the Let's Save America Foundation. All right, on the show right now we have Stephen Klein. He's the founder and chairman of NAPAC, which is a real accredited trade association for professional contractors and remodelers. He was on last month. We're starting to learn a little bit more about NAPAC. And Stephen Klein, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Michael, or good afternoon, I should say. I've been traveling a little bit lately.
We know. I could tell people where you at this morning, but I'll let you do that.
Okay.
Stephen, what does NAPAC? Hey, did you hear the last interview with Tamara Rubin?
No, I did not.
It was really a good interview, and I know you have an affiliation with that organization, you know, a little bit, and we'll get to that in the future. But she's doing a great job down there, ain't she?
Yes, yes. I we became friends really believe it or not, through the internet, and we were in a LeadNet association. So I've been very interested in that, being in the contracting field for 35 years, and we are helping her and that foundation.
Well,
and that's a big part of what we're trying to do, is promote better things in the United States of America for contractors, for homeowners, and be safer out there on all different points.
Now, Stephen, what does NAPEC stand for?
NAPEC stands for National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors.
And we're gonna find out exactly what you do. But what is your background personally? I mean, what was your initial vision when you started NAPEC? And I guess I want to know when you went live with it.
Well, I got in the business. My dad started the business, and in 1954, so we've been in business for 57 years as a contracting firm, and been doing bathrooms and kitchens and remodeling and plumbing and so forth. And I've personally been in the business 35 years, and two of my three boys are in the business now, so that makes it the third generation. And as time has gone on, I've always been involved with the trades, and I've been on mayor's boards, and I've been on ethics committees, and helping to clean up the industry and pretty much weed out the bad people from the good people. And over time, we decided to, I got together about 15 years ago with a national law firm, and we've been talking about this for quite some time, just couldn't figure out how to do it. And when the internet really came into bloom in the world, that made it easier for us to do it. So we formed this national association, and I have my humble opinion, I have the top legal law firm, Johansson Berenson, behind it, and they write all the legal, the legal documents and all the compliance papers and so forth for a contractor, so they can purchase it at a very reasonable price, and we're amortizing it. And what basically, we launched this last year, approximately at the last October remodeling convention, National Remodeling Convention.
Yeah, I was down at one of the trade shows, and met you, and you were telling me about this great organization you're getting ready to start, this trade association, and the purpose of it, and me being a contractor, really had a tremendous upside. So, but with that being said, I mean, who joins? I mean, what does it cost? I mean, I guess I want to know what your members get.
Yeah, our members, the cost is $495 per year. And what that entitles them to, they get a national newsletter monthly that we send out, and it gives them all the latest breaking news that's happening on a state-by-state basis. That's the most important thing that we're doing. We're bringing, because each state, besides federal government regulations, there's state regulations and county regulations, but the state really has a lot of power. And most contractors, smaller contractors, they don't have the organizational skills, they don't have the wherewithal, and most lawyers in the country don't really look at a small contractor as a great client, because they can come in and go out of business, they don't invest much in it. So what we did was we got the national law firm that had all the state-by-state contracts, and our contracts, they can buy customizable or just contracts that they would use for the consumer, and we back it up with a $50,000 guarantee that if any government agency goes against them for the validity of the contract, we will come to court and protect them.
Wow.
And we will defend that contract. That's how sure we are, because we deal with billion-dollar companies. We deal with
people. Steve, hold on.
Excuse me.
Steve, take a break. Yes, take a break right there. We got to take a break in 10 seconds. Don't go nowhere. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Steve Klein with NAPEC. You're listening to Home Talk right here. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. Home Talk USA. Yai!
Louisiana licensed contractor. It's the law.
How long does it take to get a Louisiana contractor's license?
It normally takes anywhere from 60 to 120 days to become licensed. Your license cannot be submitted for board approval until all requirements are met. Failure to submit documentation will adversely affect the length of time it takes to issue your license. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at
www.lslbc.louisiana.gov.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment to Home Talk, though, sponsored by TG Tools, United Companies, all-purpose drill bits, mytgtools.com. What if I can tell you that you can actually go online with a Cajun Contractor himself? That's right. I can help you with your personal home improvement projects. All you have to do is go to my new website, hometalkexperts.com, and you can have the Cajun Contractor go online with you to help you. So check it out today. Hey, if you'd like to join us here, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791 to call us free anywhere in the continental USA. HomeTalk 1350 at yahoo.com if you have a question or comment. I got, again, an email a little while ago said, Cajun Man, do you actually answer your own emails on your questions? Yes. We get about 150 a week now. And believe it or not, I do sit down there, unlike some of the other shows that are out there. If you email them, they send you a quick response that basically says, We get a lot of emails. I don't have time to get back with you. We thank you, but don't email me again. And believe it or not, there you do it. But hey, if you send me an email, I love talking with you. So we will definitely help you with your project. And I do answer my emails. Hey, we're talking to Stephen Klein right now with NAPEC, learning about this accredited trade association for professional contractors and remodelers. And Stephen, just for a break, you were telling us a little bit about who joins your organization, what it costs, and what your members get. But with that being said, I mean, couldn't a contractor just go to their local lawyer or maybe buy their contracts from a business supply store or maybe even off the Internet?
Yeah, the answer is yes and no. They can go to a store. They can go to some of the big box stores or whatever, or stationary places, but it does not mean they're legal contracts. And we've done various studies asking contractors and looking over most of the time that their contractors are buying things called estimate proposals. But in 35 of 50 states, as you know, somewhere in that area, there's legal, there's legal regulations that you must adhere to, and federal and state laws. And our contracts are vetted by national law firms that write these contracts. So we're so positive that we have a $50,000 guarantee. And as far as lawyers, most lawyers that I have dealt with, and how I've helped found NAPEC with my legal firms, was because when I was a smaller contractor, we ourselves would go to a law firm, and a lot of times they'll charge you $1,500, $2,000, and most of the time they really have to start researching about the law. Our law firms and legal experts know about the law. So to give you an example, they might buy contracts from us that might cost $300, $400 or substantially less than what they will buy. Plus, they're guaranteed to be valid of what they're buying in their state and federally.
Now, what are some of the key things that customers should look for from a legal perspective, say from a contractor, before doing business with them, though?
Well, I mean, some of the legal things that I see this every day, and we, like I said, we're trying to help contractors. We're not trying to, even if some people, some contractors, there's an old expression, they don't know what they don't know. They just don't know that a homeowner has a right to get 3 days to cancel a contract, a cooling off period, they call it. It's a federal law. It's called Regulation Z. And I've seen many contractors when I, or friends of ours needed something around their house, and I would look at the contracts, and they were never given their 3-day rescission notice. And that's the law. The second thing is, if you're living in a home, and this is with Tamar Rubin, and let's say for America, there was a law passed on April 22nd, 2010, by the United States government. President Obama signed the bill, and that is about any house that is built prior to 1978, and if it needs to be tested for lead, wherever they're going to be doing work, such as a bathroom or a kitchen, window, siding, what have you. And if they're going to disturb more than 6 square feet on the inside of the home in that project area, or 20 square feet on the outside, which is not real large areas, and it's tested for lead, then the contractor must be a certified contractor with the government. And they have to have the proper HEPA filter vacs, and they have to ensure that they're not creating lead dust that could be harmful for children and pregnant women.
Well, Stephen Klein, hold on right there. We're going to finish our conversation. Can I hold you for the one more little segment?
Sure. I'd love to, Michael.
Great. We're going to come back with Stephen Klein with NAPEC. All right. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Just remember, I was green before green was even cool. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yay!
Ron Reagan here with an important message about your health. Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream, and let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
This segment of Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Hyde Tools, complete line of painting and wallpaper tools, HydeTools.com. We sure hope you go to our website at HometalkUSA.com. When you're there, you can check out my home hardware store. That's right. We have great quality home improvement products at discount prices. Your order's fast, safe, and from the convenience of your own home. And as always, hey, you can do all your home improvement Google searches. That's right. You can search the information highway on our website at HometalkUSA.com. We're talking to Stephen Klein. He is with a company called NAPAC, an accredited trade association to help professional contractors in remodeling with their contracts and information, to make them the laws of Steve, we just got an email came in. Matter of fact, it was a question I was going to ask you. We have Let's see, it's, well, Harry, yeah, no, Harried, H-A-R-I-E-D, Harried, I apologize, from my affiliate there in the hills of Tennessee on our great affiliate, WPWT, Power Talk 870, also simulcast on 100.7, FM, basically wanted to know, he's a contractor, he's listening to the show. He wants to know how can he get hurt financially if he does not have a legal contract. Because I guarantee a lot of these construction firms down in these rural places, a lot of them don't have contracts. And, man, that's a bad way to go, huh, Steve?
And that's what this whole organization is about. To answer Harid's question, I know contractors that, first of all, if you don't have the proper contract, let's say a contractor's doing a job, has a problem with the customer, a customer has a problem with the contractor, so breakdown in communication, and the next thing you know, they're going to court. The first thing that the court's going to look at, the first thing that a lawyer's going to look at is the contract. Because that's what it is. They're going to look at the contract, and if there's any legal improprieties, they're going to try the lawyer. If they're smart, the lawyer will say, "Your Honor, this person is not even licensed properly, or doesn't have the proper." They'll get you on technicalities. To give you an example, with the 3-day rescission, I've seen cases in the United States where if they weren't given, the customer didn't have the each party is supposed to have two copies of the cancellation form if they want to cancel. And if it's not properly documented, then what they could do is let the customer have the job for nothing.
Nothing. And that's right. Steve, we're out of time, Steve. I'm sorry. Get that website in right quick. How can we reach you?
www.napac.net.
Napac.net.
224-6155.
Thank you, Stephen Klein. Got to go. Thank you, Harid. This is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.